This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, welcome to Sunday's... Do you know what? I can't be bothered to do the introduction, you do it.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Sunday Supplement. This week, why should I do the introduction anyway? Your job. You want to do this podcast. Why aren't you doing the introduction, you lazy, lazy move? Oh, actually, no. Because at this point, you usually say, oh, how are you, Izzy? So how are you, Simon?
I'm gutted.
Good.
I'm the victim of a coup d'etat. I've been usurped as the introducer. It's treason, I tell you. Treason.
You told me to do it.
No, I didn't.
He did.
You can't prove that.
I can. It's called rewind.
Yeah, but we can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
Not in real life.
Yeah, we can.
I don't live in this podcast.
Yeah, you do, Simon.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. This is the all summary of your life. After this, you go back in your box.
That bit's true. I do live in a box.
And not even a shoe box. It's a matchbox.
True.
But not with a car in it.
No. A matchbox cars, they don't make those anymore. That's so you've just really depressed me now.
What do you mean I've really depressed you? You haven't even bothered to introduce the show at all, and I'm getting angry now.
Okay. Well, that's generally when I say, what paper have you bought, Izzy? Just to change the mood a bit.
I bought,
See, you're supposed to ask me. As the introducer, you're supposed to say, what paper have you bought, Simon?
Well, I don't care what paper you bought.
I don't care what paper I've bought.
Why don't you care what paper you bought?
Because I bought the Sunday Mirror.
Yeah, that's true. I don't care what paper you bought. We were going to have a tabloid off this week because I bought the News of the World. And in fact, we bought the same newspapers, but in reverse. So basically, a statistic will be changed. I think, though, that probably we're going to find it doesn't matter what the newspaper is. It's not what you read, it's how you read it. And Izzy will win. Again, despite the News of the World being defeated by the Mirror previously. But what can you do? Have you had a good week, Simon? Good.
Shall I finish the section off then?
Well, I usually have to say something funny at the end of a section.
Okay, I shall finish the section exactly how you finish it. You're old, Simon, and short and old and very, very short. You old,
you see,
short
that...
man.
That's funny.
So we're going to talk about what we're going to cut out and keep. Now, I got the Mirror, so do you want to know what I'm going to cut out and keep?
Yes, I do, Simon. Will you tell me exactly what you were going to cut out and please? Yes, please.
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. There was nothing in it that inspired me, and there was nothing that challenged my ideals or informed me of anything. The whole paper was a complete waste of time. It made my eyeballs bleed.
I'm sure it's not your fault for being a snobby, up your own arse.
All right, well, let's put it to the test, shall we? There's a letter from a 26-year-old woman asking if she should have Botox on the fine lines in her forehead. And the serious answer to that question is yes. Now, do you want to know what section that was in?
Health.
Health.
Yes, I thought it might be. I mean, I've got Mystic Meg in mind. I mean, if you want stuff that's going to, you know, according to you, Simon, Venus visits your money chart to set up choice between a life of luxury or a deeper love. So basically, Simon, she's being a right bitch because she's offering you what you've never had, which is either love nor money. So,
but I've got to choose which one I want, which is even
you
worse.
You have to choose, yeah. You have to choose between the things you cannot have. So,
well, in which case, I'll have a space rocket and a helicopter.
But you have to choose.
Well, I'll have a space rocket then.
Yeah, but once you've gone up in your space rocket, how do you get back down again?
In my helicopter.
Yeah, but you can't have both.
Well, I can, because if I use my space rocket to go into space, I then have a spare space rocket, which I can sell.
There really wasn't anything in the Mirror, was there?
There really wasn't. This is what happens when we do tabloids. Nothing in any way makes us want to talk about the papers. The other one, sex doctor Catherine Hood. The strapline is... Catherine Hood is here to answer your most intimate sexual problems. Can you answer a problem? I have a problem. Well, the answer is yes.
I think you can answer a problem because a problem is like a question. It's a puzzle. So therefore, I think that's grammatically accurate. I lost 8 pounds on the Oprah diet. They show quite a plump lady in a blue swimming costume and then quite a skinny lady in a red swimming costume. And apparently it's the same lady.
Is it the same lady?
Well, she's got a tan and the lighting style is different and she's had a haircut. But apart from that, I imagine it might be. And then one, she's looking miserable because she's fat, apparently. She doesn't look fat before, and she doesn't look thin afterwards. So I don't really know what the point is. But they chart Oprah's weight battle in picture form. So 1996, 10 stone, 10 pounds. 2001, 14 stone, 3 pounds. 2005, 11 stone, 6 pounds. 2008, 14 stone, pre-diet.
And how do they know that she's that weight?
Knowing Oprah, she probably tells people.
Yeah, that's probably true. I've got a sex fact.
What's a sex fact?
A sex fact in my sex column, which sounds filthy, but it's not. More than 2/3 of married men and 56% of married women over the age of 70 still enjoy a healthy sex life, according to a new survey by the British Medical Journal.
How healthy is a sex life?
Well, more importantly, let's examine those statistics, shall we? 2/3 of married men and 56% of married women are enjoying their sex life. That means 20% of women over 70 are not enjoying their sex life.
You can have a sex life on your own. Oh, I see. Now I see what you mean. So basically, the men aren't satisfying the women.
That's what I'm saying. Or the men are lying about how much sex they're getting.
Or saying they're satisfied when they're not.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not broke. I shoplift for fun. She's beautiful and clever with a bright future ahead of her, so why does Lisa, 24, choose to risk everything for addiction she won't give up? By Scarlett Russell. I do not believe that is Scarlett's real name. Scarlett Russell. I just think of a shaved dog that's been left in the sun. This woman goes into shops and steals things worth £3 because she knows it's wrong, but she sees it as a victimless crime. And, you know, I've downloaded things in the past and actually felt a bit guilty and been scared that I will get caught when I download a BitTorrent. And that's the thing. I actually feel very guilty and I don't like it. By the way, anybody's perfectly allowed to BitTorrent this podcast if they wish to.
This is the Creative Commons free license. That's true.
Yeah, Creative Commons. You can plaster it up anywhere and call us your bitches. That's fine. Stealing from chain stores is not fine. I think that's really bad. Have you ever stolen anything, Simon?
Not since I was a very little... Well, all right, okay, before you... I'll preempt the joke. Not since I was much younger. Oh, God, for God's sake. Not since I was about 4.
Oh, what did you steal when you were 4?
Penny sweets.
Penny sweets.
You'd put 30 in and say you put 20 in, and they were just too lazy to count. Or they knew what was going on and they were playing along.
I once stole a Cadbury's cream egg, but accidentally, because I had it in my hand, but I also had a Twix and a can, I think it was of Diet Lilt or Diet 7-Up. I went to pay and I had it in my hand and I was paying. Literally, it was in my hand and I was moving it to pay the man, but he hadn't told it up. And then I walked out with it in my hand and went, ooh. Ooh, I didn't pay for that.
I am an identical twin, and my sister asked me to help her out one night. She wanted me to meet her boyfriend so she could go out with a new guy. I thought he'd spot the difference, but he didn't, even when we slept together. I've met him several times since, and I've fallen for him. My sister thinks it's great, as it gets her out of a fix. But how can I now tell him that I'm not who he thinks I am? That sounds made up to me.
That must be made up.
And I'll tell you why it sounds made up. It's because I've been reading a book by Steven Pinker all about identical twins. And we do distinguish between them very well. Our mind individuates them quite well. That's just some bloke's fantasy about twins.
It might be some bloke's fantasy about twins, but I reckon it is possible to be fooled by somebody's twin. My old doctor used to have a twin, and I used to wave at her in supermarkets and shout and go, "Hooray!" like that, as if to say, "Hooray! Do you remember stabbing me with that needle?" And she wouldn't know what I was talking about because she wasn't my doctor. She was my doctor's twin.
In that situation, that's fine. But if you were in bed with either one of them, having been in bed with the other one...
I don't know, maybe she's really ugly and, you know, the guy had his eyes closed.
I don't know. I still think you'd know.
Do you reckon?
Especially if your doctor's twin was female and he was male.
But if they're genetically identical twins, presumably that means, unless there was some like really different parts of hormones and environment in the womb between each other, which is very unlikely that there would have been, they're going to be pretty much the same size, shape and feel.
See, now you're just putting images of naked twins in my head.
Do you know literally what I think of when I think of naked twins? It's probably because I mentioned a Twix earlier, but I imagine a Twix... With both sticks sticking up outside the wrapper. And that's literally the thing in my head when I think of naked twins. I'm really mature. Diary of a self-harmer. I want to stop cutting, but I'm addicted.
I kind of have a propensity to self-harm, but I'm scared of pain. So all I can end up doing is tug out my eyebrows. And it does make me look constantly startled.
Yes. But to be fair, you do anyway. You've got that sort of face. That's why it's so much fun slapping you.
So basically this week, we're not going to cut anything out. We're not going to keep anything. We don't particularly want to talk about the contents of our papers. Good week.
It's been a brilliant week for Sunday newspapers. I don't think this is us being snobby as well.
I think it is.
I don't.
Cinema, movies, whatever you want to call them. We have a section each about them.
Films.
Films. All right, we'll call it films now then.
Films, yeah. I've got probably the best title for the new Wall-E movie. Loads of Americans call it Wall-E. We call it Wall-E. But it's actually spelled Wall-E. So that's what I'm going to call it, Wall-E. But the title is Space Oddity. And it's oddit.e.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really... I'm very happy with that title. The rom-com is far from rubbish, because the joke is that he's a rubbish collecting...
I get it. I see.
Yeah. No, I really like Pixar, and I really like most of their films, I think. I don't think they've put one out that I went... Ugh,
the only one I don't like is Finding Nemo.
You don't like Finding Nemo?
I don't know why I don't like it either. I just don't. But I also really like their short films.
Yeah, the short films are excellent. But the fish in Finding Nemo, the one, the angel fish in it, reminds me, I'm not sure who plays the angel fish, but it reminds me of Donna from The West Wing.
Isn't it Ellen DeGeneres? It's the yellow one.
Yes, it's the one that's the angel fish with the long face who looks like Donna from The West Wing. I don't know how else to describe it. It is Donna from The West Wing as a fish. Very happy. But no, I like the seagulls in that one as well. Mime.
Yeah, they're funny. That's true. That's the thing with Pixar. They always have their moments, which are great. Cars is very good. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Wall-E.
Yeah, I think you'd like Wall-E. According to his latest Crackle podcast, Pendulet cried at Wall-E. So
Pendulet cried?
Yeah, he always cries at films, though.
Wow.
But he said, oh, it was brilliant. I really cried at it. But the premise of the film he has a problem with. And the premise of the film is that humans have destroyed the planet Earth and have moved on. And of course, humans have destroyed the planet Earth. And he thinks that this is a far worse thing to imprint in the minds of children. It's worse than like knife crime and violence, is the idea that humans have destroyed the planet Earth because we're fundamentally bad.
He has a point in the sense that should we indoctrinate kids at a very young age as to our completely negative environmental tendencies, or should we be showing them positive images of how we can treat the environment? But to be honest, I don't give a fuck, because it's a pretty movie by the looks of it, and it's a story, and if the story's good and it captures people's imaginations, I don't really think any subtext that can be read into it is that important.
I completely agree. If the story warrants it, I'm absolutely fine and happy with that. However, he makes the point that it's almost religious in that sort of idea of self-hatred. You have to hate yourself. But I don't think it's fair to put that as religious either. I think it's the self-hatred and the idea that humans are fundamentally bad is something that goes throughout almost everything, particularly commercialism and industry in terms of fashion. I mean, the whole idea is that you can never be perfect and you are fundamentally ugly, hence why you need other things to make you better.
Well, the fundamental driving force of marketing is to make the consumer feel uncomfortable, isn't that right? And then offer them a quick fix solution. So, oh, you're going to die, but look, here's an aspirin.
But they also go into the toys you can get. And apparently the best ones you can get are the interactive Wall-Es and
cool.
The female ones. And yet everybody's going to want an interactive Wall-E at the end of this. Especially if you could use it as a bin.
Your letters now. We do like getting letters, so send them in.
Yeah. We didn't have as many as we did last week. I think it's because the competition's over.
That is true.
We did have a lot of entries to the competition, so we need a new competition.
Dear Izzy, brackets, and Simon.
I like this person.
Why didn't you call it the Sunday supplement? I would also like to add that it's my birthday today, and I like cookies, and I know where you live. Best wishes, Jonathan Clissold, Dubai.
I like Dubai. It is nice in Dubai. I've never been.
There is a reason we didn't call it the Sunday Supplement.
And that's because there's a sports programme called the Sunday Supplement, isn't
but
there?
But also, it's not a supplement to Sunday, is it?
No, it's not.
It's a supplement to the Sundays.
Yes. And it's also Sunday's supplement.
Yeah.
It's owned by Sunday.
And it's on a Wednesday.
Well, yeah.
Also, Jonathan, we don't say happy birthday to people unless your mother sends in a homemade card.
I don't know. I think we should say happy birthday to Jonathan. I think that seems fair. I think you should sing it.
If I sing it, I will have to pay royalties on that. And happy birthday is one of the most expensive songs to buy.
Believe me, if you sing it, nobody else will actually understand.
Okay. I believe I can fly.
like a happy birthday song.
Tra-la-la-la.
Happy birthday and kiss Simon on the lips. There you go, Jonathan. Oh, no, that wasn't nice.
That was man-on-man kissage.
That better have been your armpit.
No, that would be worse, surely.
No, I don't think it would be.
Anyway, good afternoon. Good start. I am a member of MovieMistakes.com. I resent the implication that the only way I can derive pleasure from entertainment is by imposing my own pedantry upon someone else's work. I enjoyed the show, but it was undermined by your mistaken preconceptions. Thanks anyway, Liam.
So he's basically pointing out the errors in our ways and saying that he enjoys pointing out the errors in our ways.
Yeah, I really hope it's ironic, yeah.
Talking of irony, my friend managed to take a photograph of a shoe shop, which was doing a sale, and it said, buy one, get one free. And he goes into the shoe shop, and he said, that's a really good joke. You know, buy one shoe, get another shoe free. And they just go, well, it's not a joke. If you buy one pair of shoes, you get another pair of shoes free. And he goes, all right, are you sure it's not a joke? And they go, I don't understand. And he walked back out of there very quickly.
Dear Simon.
Oh! Who wrote this? I don't like it, unless they're berating you, in which case I love them.
I listen to your podcast thing.
Well, that's fair enough. All right, it's not bad. I mean, if it was, like, you know, very expensive and it was all right, you'd be a bit, but it's free, you know. And to be fair, it's only going to be all right. You know, if it was just me, it'd be brilliant. But with you on it, it brings it down a bit.
Well, he goes on to say, where can I see Izzy perform her stand-up show without your constant and unfunny interruptions?
Jeff,
do you want to answer his question?
Yes. I gig all over the country and you can go to my website, izzy.com. But also, I'm doing an hour show at this year's Camden Fringe. It runs from the 15th to the 21st, I think. You can get the details from camdenfringe.org.
This is August we're talking about.
This is August, yes.
And I have a phone number if you want to buy tickets for Izzy's show, which is called...
Matter of Tact.
It's 08444. 77 1000. That's a UK number, obviously.
And just to plug a Simon show, you can do the same, but it's not as good as mine. So
mine's on at different time and different days.
Yeah, that is true.
7th to the 12th.
7th to the 12th in Camden, which is in London.
It's part of the full fringe, actually, which looks good to me this year. It runs from the 28th of July to the 24th of August, and it features some good comedy from like Robin Ince and Scott Capuro
and Izzy Lawrence
and Simon Dunn.
Well.
As well as some theatre, dance and loads of stuff from all around the world. So, yeah, do go and have a look at camdenfringe.org and buy Izzy's tickets.
Yeah, because it's cheaper than going up to Edinburgh.
That is true.
If you live in London, if you live in Edinburgh, it's really not. Hello, people who live in Edinburgh. If you live in Edinburgh and want to write in, our podcast email is sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. And that'll reach either me or Simon, usually Simon because he's nerdy and checks it more than I do. We do read everything we get sent and we do very much appreciate it. And Simon forwards me the funny ones, which we can't read out because they have a lot of swearing and sexual innuendo.
Hey guys, I'm a supplemental because I listen every week. See, that they made a joke there. That's good, that.
That's quite good. Don't be too funny, readers, for we will get jealous.
She goes on to say, you guys should start a Supplement of the Year award. Tar, Lisa, Atlanta. She must be British, but in Atlanta. Tar is very British.
Yeah, tar is a British thing. Atlanta, is that Georgia?
Yeah.
And California and sip champagne from a shoe.
What?
If you know what sitcom I'm referencing there, Atlanta, Georgia and California and sip champagne from a shoe, write in to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Because Simon doesn't know.
Their letters now. Not your letters, their letters.
Their letters.
The letters that people have decided it was worth writing to the Sunday Mirror about.
Well, they could have written to us. If you've got any agony problems, write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Can I have an agony aunt section? That would be brilliant. People could write in and I could just laugh.
So you want Dear Izzy to be a regular column from now on, do you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, well, there's a challenge to our listeners.
Make it really tragic and then I can just laugh.
So what have your readers been asking your paper?
Well, I've got two letter pages. I've got the agony column and I've got Little Fabulous magazine, the Little Mwah Fabulous magazine, which is really the only sort of like proper floppy pull-out supplement I have other than BB9, which is about Big Brother. But Dear Fabulous, a star letter. Your article, What the Stars Really Weigh, revealed the shocking truth of how skinny some celebs are. It's no wonder so many people are now unhappy with their bodies.
My heart leaped when you first said the headline for that letter. I thought, is it going to be about the weight of astronomical bodies and how, isn't it amazing how much the sun really weighs? But then it turned into that.
And doesn't the weight have a direction and Newtonian?
Mass.
It's not different to the mass, you see.
Mass.
Weight is different to mass. I think weight is actually linked in with the gravity of the Earth.
Yeah, whereas mass involves men in skirts waving incense around.
Yeah, and certainly not going near the choir boys. The Pope sorted that one, apparently.
He apologised for that today, apparently.
Did he?
Apparently.
Oh,
that's nice of him, wasn't it?
Yeah. He is quite a nice man. A lot of people seem to think so.
Well, apart from the ones who think it was a bit dodgy that he was a Nazi and all that sort of stuff. But yeah.
Oh, come on, everybody's a Nazi deep down.
Well, especially in a dictatorial society which has a diktat that you must be in a Nazi youth.
Yeah, I think that's a bit unfair to judge him on that.
I think so.
I'd say his views were the best thing to judge him on.
Yeah.
And they're mostly abhorrent.
They are mostly abhorrent. I've got two bingo numbers, if you're interested. 46 and 9.
Excellent. What's 46? Hit a man with sticks.
9. The Pope.
The age that you should drink your wine.
I see. Yours rhymed, mine was funny.
What was yours?
9. The Pope.
Oh, I see, because 9 is no, because he's German, because he's called Ratzenberger.
Yeah. So, yeah, you really know how to emasculate a man.
I do.
By throwing his jokes back in his face.
Oh, no, the best way is to cut off his penis.
My £100 letter is about Big Brother's Jenny.
Oh, no, what's Jenny done?
I don't know.
See, I've got a whole section on Big Brother. There's a picture of Amy, and it's basically her, and they've really badly photoshopped her bum. So they've made her bum really small and really over-photoshopped. But they haven't done anything to her legs. She's got quite nice, like, lower legs. They're quite full and they're quite curvy. But then she's got a really small bum because they've photoshopped it so much. So she's going to look like Popeye.
Have you ever seen Popeye naked?
Oh, yeah.
What happens when he's naked and he takes the spinach? Because all his muscles expand, don't they?
There should be another ding, shouldn't there?
Right, yeah. So, I have no end. Is he's Popeye has a pipe.
He does have a pipe. I just remember. Da-da-da-da-da. Ding, 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 ding.
Anyway, there we go. We're obviously that inspired by our letters this week.
No, I've got loads.
Stop. I don't care.
Okay.
So, article or farcical then. This is the game we play, whereby, basically, Izzy tries to make me look stupid.
It's the game you lose at.
I do lose, yeah. All the time.
I have got many, many, many titles, well, genuine articles from the News of the World this week.
And it's my job to figure out which one you've made up.
Yes. So, the first one we have, Bikini Bulimics.
Okay, I think I can guess what that's about.
It's about women starving themselves for the summer. But the font they've done it in makes the C look a lot like an E. So I was very excited by it because I thought it originally said Bikini Bulimies, which is a cute way to talk about a very, very serious medical mental health problem. Anyway, lesbians are after my Lisa.
Okay, who's Lisa?
Oh, I see. You want me to explain everything.
Well,
Lisa.
You don't have to. I'm just...
I don't know. I think it's quite nice not.
Okay.
But especially the next one, which is, what's the point?
That's the article, is it?
Yeah. What's the point?
Okay.
And then, my diet is ruled by my itchy skin.
Right. Is that a confession of yours or an actual article?
That's an article.
Oh, so, okay, right, that's an article. I've outwitted you there, so that's an article.
That one's definitely an article, as are all the others, although one of them is a farcical.
Bikini Bulimics. I can understand why they'd have an article like that this week, it being the summer, and people wear bikinis in the summer, and people like to look good in bikinis. I know I do.
Yes. And you do, Simon. It's one of the few outfits you can actually carry off.
So I'm going to say that's an article.
Okay.
So that leaves me, what's the point, and lesbians are after my Lisa.
Oh, so you're definitely going the diet is a real one.
Yeah, you've probably outwitted me in that sense, but I don't really care. What's the point? I'm drawn to that just because it probably speaks to me at a very deep level.
Do you want to know what it's about? Because it really made me laugh.
Well, if you tell me what it's about, then I know it's an article.
Well, it might not be. I might have just made it up and been really funny.
So what's the point is an article? So Lesbians After Lisa is a farcical.
Oh, let me tell you what the point's about.
Okay.
What's the point is an article stressing the importance of learning to read. Once again, an article stressing the point of learning to read. With a little information box at the bottom with who you can write to help you to learn to read.
That's great. Go on then, I've made my decision. You need to tell me about the other three.
Lesbians Are After My Girl Lisa is the cover story of the BB9 supplements.
No.
Oh yeah, Mario's Fear and Truth on Sex.
BB9, you mean Big Brother, yeah?
I imagine so, yes.
Oh God.
It is hideous. Oh, once again, Simon has lost. My diet is ruled by my itchy skin.
Yeah.
That is also an article. So that leaves us between What's the Point and Bikini Bellemis.
What's the Point is still in the competition, even though you've already told me it's an article.
Yeah, because Bikini Bellemis is an article.
Oh, you...
And What's the Point is not an article, and I made it up because I'm really clever and you're really stupid. I'm clever, you're stupid. I'm clever, you're stupid. Ha-ha. Oh. I win all the stars at school and you don't even get a merit badge.
God, that was... Evil.
I know. But you'd already decided.
Evil, I tells you.
That's a kind of sort of like a door in a horse, that laugh, wasn't it?
Celebrity gossip spotting. Although I think they call it celebrity spotting gossip.
I'm just spotty. I'm not actually, I'm clear-skinned and beautiful.
So's Jennifer Lopez. They haven't pointed out her zits, just her necklace. And there's a picture of Orlando Bloom picking toe fluff out of his toes.
Orlando Bloom has toe fluff, you see, I needed to know that.
I don't understand this.
Monkey see! Monkey likes to see! But monkey see! Monkey see!
There's a big thing in all the papers this week about the Max Mosley privacy trial. And they're going, oh, well, if he wins his privacy trial, newspapers aren't going to be able to report on the public interest by invading privacy. But that's not what they're trying to protect. They're trying to protect this. And there's a difference between public interest and interest of the public. The public might be interested in Orlando Bloom's toe fluff, but there is no interest for the public in it.
Yes, there is. How are we meant to know who is highest in our troop if we cannot see what monkeys see? Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey likes to do and see.
I don't see and I don't do. And I am probably one of the monkeys.
Hang on. No. You're a monkey too. Last week you were going over Scary Spice's legs. How is that different to Orlando Bloom's toe fluff?
All right. Hmm? I'll tell you how it's different. And it's a very important difference. Orlando Bloom's toe fluff is taken on a long lens and it's unsolicited and it is in no way used to promote his film or his book or his pants. Whereas Mel B is using her fame in order to sell her craft. And there's a big difference. And the argument, I know the extension of the argument is, well, if they want to use the papers to sell their things, why can't the papers use the celebrities to sell their papers? And that's a good point. But I hate it.
You hate that? Good point.
I hate the fact that there is a retort to that argument, certainly. It's not a new thing. I don't think it's any different than 50, 60 years ago.
Toe fluff must be because we have sport socks now.
True. It's probably a better quality of toe fluff.
See, how can you say this is not in the public interest when we're talking deep philosophical stuff about toe fluff? I'd rather people talk about toe fluff than wake up and sort of decide to support the BNP. I think toe fluff is much nicer than the BNP, for example.
So hang on, what you're saying is if it wasn't for these celebrity privacy photograph invasion of privacy things, there would just be more racism.
There probably would be racism. There'd be more talk about mortgages. It would just be even more self-interested pap. At least this isn't self-interest. I've got stuff. It says glammed up versus dressed down. And it has a picture of celebrities like Sienna Miller, who is 26, has her in a party frock and her in everyday wear. And then there's three judges and they decide who looks better. And like Sienna Miller looks better in a frock and Posh Spice looks better not in a frock, in like everyday wear. And Kate Beckinsale looks better in everyday wear. So I think that's lovely.
No, you don't.
I do. I love this sort of thing, Simon.
Oh, okay. Anyway, if anyone's interested, P Pixie Geldof was refused service at a bar in Glastonbury.
Poor Pixie. It's hard being a rich, quasi-famous person called Pixie. Pixie isn't a good name.
Judi Dench looks like a pixie.
As does Derek Jacobi. I think Derek Jacobi and Judi Dench are from the same family of pixies. If you catch them, they have to show you their gold. But they might turn you into a frog.
Well, we draw to the end of our sanctimonious rant, it seems, this week.
You've been very judgmental.
I'm always judgmental.
I won News of the World. It's older than the Daily Mirror, and it wasn't silly enough to sack Piers Morgan, so therefore I win.
Well, I need to dispute you on one fact. The News of the World is not older than the Sunday Mirror.
Yeah, it is.
And the Daily Mirror sacked Piers Morgan, not the Sunday Mirror.
Whatever. I win.
What?
I win!
I don't even
because I'm taller, prettier, faster, and younger than you.
That would probably help you in some sort of evolutionary race.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we're not having an evolutionary
race. But you can actually physically have more children than I can physically. I'm not saying you're gonna.
No, I can't physically have any children. I can
have
offspring.
Unless you have a stepladder.
What?
Unless you have a stepladder.
I don't understand what you're implying.
Well, you need to climb a stepladder in order to mate with a female.
Oh, I see. I was talking about the fact I haven't got a uterus.
Don't you?
No.
Where do you keep your keys?
Well, again, it seems painfully obvious, as it was last time we had a tabloid face-off, that neither of us either particularly wants to win.
Not really.
So we're going to have to convolute a way to decide who's going to win. So let's do it on front page. Who's got the best front page?
I do.
What's the main headline?
Hellfire! Jersey home dossier to reveal kids were murdered, then burnt.
I got Ronnie Stole My Girl, which is a big expose, the truth about Ronnie Wood stealing a 19-year-old Russian girlfriend of some other Russian.
Connected to that, on News of the World, I've got a little snippet saying, Lempit dumped, cheeky and MP split.
Good. Good.
Wasn't a happy image in your head, was it?
For anyone who doesn't know, Lempit OPEC, who believes the weirdest things, it's a Liberal Democrat MP, and he married one of the cheeky girls. And do you know what? The cheeky girls were on This Week in Politics on Thursday.
Of course they were.
Yeah, of course
because
they were.
They are the cheeky girls, and they are the cheeky boys. Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
So your front page is about the atrocities and the unmasking of the atrocities and the subsequent cover-up of the atrocities in the Jersey care home. Mine is about an ageing rock star having sex with a young girl.
Both of equal importance, I think you'll find.
Yeah, obviously. So therefore, you obviously win.
Yeah. I also get a free book.
I've just had a thought.
What?
For the next few weeks, we should gather up all our freebies and then give them away as a prize.
I've eaten most of mine.
You ate your free DVDs?
Yeah.
That's why you never got round to telling us how good that Michael Caine film was.
That'd be it. That, and it was a bit like, I wanted to create the credit crunch, and by eating a DVD, I managed it.
So there we go. The paper you should have bought last Sunday was
my paper.
Izzy's paper, as always.
News of the World. As always, you're just a loser, Simon. You know, I'm a winner and you're a loser in life.
So tune in next week for... I'm not going to tell you what's happening next week, but we've got something special.
Yeah, it's got a special edition.
Got a special next week.
It's brilliant.
So, it's brilliant.
I'm excited.
Do keep in touch with us via sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Come and see us on www.sundaysupplement.com. Join our Facebook group. Tell 10 friends to join our Facebook group. Basically, we want to whore ourselves out as much as possible.
Our face group?
Is that what I said?
Yes, you said face group. Like, that sounds sort of like blood type. What? Our face group. No, our Facebook group.
What she said, yeah. So we'll see you next week.
Well, we won't see
you. We won't see you. That's true.
We can't see you. Unless you send us naked pictures of yourselves. Addressed to Simon.
Don't.
If it could just be genitals, that'd be excellent. Just to Simon.
Don't send
Put in the subject, hey Simon, I think you're really special.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.